Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. And let's just go ahead and address the lack of volume in that right off the bat. And the fact that I sound like, well, according to my youngest son, I sound like the dude from the Ford commercial. I don't even know what that means, but apparently my voice is a little off. It's just an allergy thing. I think my voice is destroyed right now. I don't know what happened. Woke up, little cough, no voice. So you're going to have to deal with me sounding like this tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't really shout or anything, or the voice is just going to poop out on me immediately. So here's what we have on tap for tonight. Looks like Dome has really already locked the whole thing up.
So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
We'll hit on that. We'll hit on that briefly. The palace coup, Kamala, Biden, these things. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, to be honest with you. I know I probably just have ADHD or whatever they call it, but I'm just kind of bored with that whole story. We get it. They pulled a palace coup. We got it. We understand how the system works. So I'll talk about that in the very beginning, about the sky is green stuff going on right now. And then we're going to move on. We're going to talk about other things. We have a story out there. It started out as a rumor, a very prominent rumor, if you spend any time reading the news online, but a rumor nonetheless, that Joe Biden suffered some sort of a medical emergency. Now, I will be honest with you. I initially dismissed this as one of these things that someone came up with online. Now, we have publication after publication after publication, legitimate news sources out there saying, while in Las Vegas, Joe Biden suffered a medical emergency, and we haven't seen him talk since. You should know that Joe Biden is speaking tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to carry it in its entirety on this show. I need to clarify, I was about to say live. Here's how this usually works. If the president says he's going to speak at 8 o'clock Eastern time, then normally he rolls out about 5 after 8, 10 after 8, and he speaks. And if that's the case, it will be live. But if he comes out immediately at 8 o'clock Eastern, we'll still be in a commercial break. I don't want you to miss it because I believe this will be very short. I think Joe Biden is in very, very poor health. I bet you this is going to be 5, 10 minutes. I'm going to bring it to you in its entirety, so you don't have to change the channel. We'll play it for you. That's a couple hours from now. And on that note, I've talked about this briefly. I'm just going to say again what I believe is truly going on with Joe Biden. This is just a theory, and it's one I'll never have confirmation on ever because these people lie about everything under the sun, which we're going to get to some of those lies in a moment. But Joe Biden has, I don't know, dementia, Alzheimer's. Joe Biden has something. It is something that is all too common with folks as they get older. It may be something that visits me one day. Might be something that visits my wife one day. You know, this is something that has touched everybody. He has something. So everyone has been touched by it, and most everyone understands when you go through this, as an older person, and I'm by no means a medical expert, but I've seen enough of this to know and talked to enough people to know, when you go through this, your mind, I know it's not exactly a medical term, but your mind is melting. You are losing parts of your brain, parts of yourself. They are fading. They don't come back. They are fading away, and you're losing yourself. That's what's happening. And when you're going through this, every single time you see somebody who's going through this, you will see their family and their medical team. They will focus on rest. Rest. Rest and stress-free. Stress-free to the point, the last time, I'm not going to say who it is, the last time I had to visit somebody who was going through this, where they were receiving their care and in fact living, they had specially selected the paint in the room to be a color that was as stress-free as possible. They had music, very, very, very light music. You could almost imperceptible, but the most pleasant, and I'm not even talking elevator music, the most pleasant sounding classical music in the world playing constantly in the apartment. Why? Because, and again, I am not a doctor. I know we have doctors and nurses who will email in with better specifics than I'm giving you, but what I'm telling you is true. When you add to the stress, when you add to the anxiety, the frustration in these people, they already know something's wrong. They know they're supposed to recognize that person. They know they're supposed to remember this. They're angry. They're scared. That's a big part of it. They're angry. They're scared. They're frustrated. And if you elevate their stress levels, you increase the pace of the mind melt. The mind melts faster if you introduce these people to stress. Now, let's talk about drugs for a moment. What really are they? Well, they're always a temporary bounce, a temporary improvement in whatever mood or state of mind you want, but they always come with a yo-yo effect of if you elevate the mood of your mind with some kind of mind-altering thing now, today, then tomorrow, when it goes away, when that drug fades away, you will actually sink lower than you were beforehand. Again, the body seeking a balance at all times. This is all tying back into Joe Biden. Just stay with me. Joe Biden goes out there. You've seen how quickly he was fading anyway, especially in the past couple years. He goes out there and gives the worst debate performance in the history of the country. 50 years from now, if you're still alive, I won't be, but if you're still alive 50 years from now, we will still be discussing the Joe Biden debate. You know, people still discuss the JFK Richard Nixon debate. That Joe Biden debate where it was a disaster. People will discuss it. So he goes out there and embarrasses himself. And what happened after that was the calls immediately came in for Joe, step down, Joe, step down, Joe, step down, Joe, you have to leave. Pelosi, Schumer, everybody all up in his rear end. Joe, you got to go. Joe, you got to go. Joe, you got to go. And so Joe Biden's wife, his inner circle, they knew they had to prove themselves. We got to prove Joe Biden got it. So they did what they hadn't been doing for 3 years. For 3 years, they did the best they could to give Joe Biden that restful, stress-free environment. As restful and stress-free as it can be when you're in the most stressful job in the world. Well, after the debate, that was no longer an option. Holding up cue cards for the media for Joe to read off of, that's no longer an option. Hiding Joe until 10 in the morning and then tucking him into bed at 3 in the afternoon was no longer an option. Joe Biden and his team had to pretend as if Joe Biden was fine. And Lord only knows what kind of drug cocktails, amphetamines they were hopping him up on to make sure he could stand upright. Well, you took a man who was, he should have been in one of these caring homes with the paint and the music and the family and the medical staff and as restful and stress-free as humanly possible. He wouldn't even, I don't want to say aloud, but they wouldn't even want him to watch a thriller movie because it would elevate his stress levels. That's where Joe Biden should be. Instead of that, though, they forced him to be president of the United States of America and the Democrat nominee for president. And remember, all of a sudden, he was at 10 speaking events a day. He's speaking, speeches, flying across the country, one state this morning, next state the next morning, acting as if he was still a functional adult. And what do you know? About 5 minutes later, Joe Biden's in Las Vegas. We're going to talk to my buddy Jordan Schachtel. He has the inside scoop on this story. We're going to talk to him about 10, 15 minutes from now. What do you know? As soon as they ramp up the pace on poor old Joe, there's a medical emergency of some kind in Las Vegas, and we haven't seen him speak on camera since that time. What was the emergency? I don't know. We'll probably never know, given how easy it is for these commies to lie about everything. And we will talk to Jordan Schachtel about this about 10, 15 minutes from now. He has a great scoop on it. He has sources and everything. And that's just the theory I have. But my theory is they ramped the schedule up. They took an old man who should be receiving care, turned his stress level up to 1,000, and they burn him out. I know that's sad. It's awful. It really is. It's terrible. I hate Joe Biden. It's still terrible. But I believe, and I will always believe, his family did this to him. All right. Let's talk about Dome already getting the nomination. The sky is green. The web of lies. Let's talk about your garbage cell phone company and why you should be switching. You see, right now, it's hard to accept all the corporations, even corporations we've previously loved. It's hard to accept them being taken over by dirty commies. We don't like to think about that when we spend money. We don't like to think that we're supporting the people who not only hate us, the people promoting the cultural destruction we have. I want you to do me a favor real quick. Look up your cell phone company. And I want you to look up your cell phone company in Pride Month. And I want you to just dwell on this for a moment. You paid for that ad. You paid for that commercial. They use your money for that garbage. You could switch to Pure Talk. They'll use your money to take care of veterans. Their CEO is a veteran. They hire Americans for customer service. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch and you save a pile of money. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day. USA! USA! The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours, I'll be answering your questions. Ask me anything. Now, let's address what they're doing today. You've probably heard a lot about this controversy today. So in case you're just now catching up on the news, you remember, everyone remembers back when Joe Biden made Dome Kamala Harris. He made Kamala Harris the border czar. You remember that. Now let's rewind and remember why. The Bidens and Harris do not like each other. Mainly Jill Biden hates Kamala Harris. The inside scoop is Jill Biden hates Kamala Harris because of how Kamala Harris accused Joe of being an old racist at one of the debates. Jill Biden, she's a woman, she's not going to let something like that go, has hung on to that hate, has hated Kamala Harris ever since. And they were constantly looking for ways early on to undermine her. Well, Joe Biden gets in, he's surrounded by communists who hate the country, and the first thing they do is open up the border of the United States of America to flood the country with murderers and rapists. Country immediately starts getting mad about this. This isn't something that they just arrived at 2 minutes ago. Country starts getting mad about this right away, and right away Joe Biden comes out and makes the announcement publicly that Kamala Harris is now in charge of the border. Hey, we see this as a problem. She's the new border czar. They took a problem and they dropped it in Dome's lap. And then media outlet after media outlet after media outlet started running with the story about how she's the border czar, the border czar, the border czar. Today, publication after publication after publication, from Time Magazine to Axios to many others. Well, here's the headline in Time. Kamala Harris was never really Biden's border czar. Here's what she really did. Now that the system has shifted from getting rid of Joe and they've shifted modes into getting Dome elected president, Now you're going to see lies of the breadth and width you probably have never seen before. But I'm going to explain something to you. We're going to do a little rewind. I'm going to explain why they could be this brazen, because it was brazen. First thing this morning, they started editing old articles without saying they're editing them, editing out the Borders Are stuff. They just went full-blown Soviet Union. You know that famous story about Stalin, how he takes a picture with that guy, and then Stalin has the guy executed, so he has him go to the archives and get the picture and essentially do an old version of Photoshop. They scrub the guy out of the picture, and then it's just Stalin. It's famous. It's a famous story. That's what the American media, that's what the system just did today. But why? How could they be so brazen? Well, to understand that, we have to go back a little bit. We have to go back and we have to talk about COVID really quickly. What COVID was in so many ways, it was the system trying out some new powers, you see. You ever read comic books or watch a superhero movie? Here, almost everyone's seen a superhero movie. You ever see a superhero movie and Iron Man develops this suit and he gets in it for the first time and all of a sudden he's got these superpowers because of the suit and he's got to see what it can do, right? Now, of course, he's going to screw it up and he's going to fall and run into the wall and things are going to misfire, but he's got to see what this suit can do. Once COVID got here, the system decided this was a great opportunity to destroy the United States of America, remove Donald Trump from president, add inhuman amounts of wealth to the wealthy Democrat billionaires, and destroy small business. Essentially, the new disease that got to our society gave the system an opportunity to try out powers that it had never had before. It's insane that a governor thinks he has the power to tell specific businesses to close and allow other ones to open. This is a free country. The governor does not have that authority. And yet, they did it over and over again. And remember how I used to say, remember how many times, if you listened back then, do you remember how many times, what did I call it? What did I say it was? A stress test. The system, the evil people who run the country, they were performing a stress test on the population. They wanted to see what they could get away with, how much they could get away with. Hey, what if we tell them to wear a mask? No, wait, let's tell them to wear two. Let's see if they do it. Hey, what if we tell them the liquor stores can stay open, but we have to close the schools? Let's see if they'll do it. Hey, let's leave Home Depot and Lowe's open, but the small mom and pop hardware shop, they have to close. Let's see if they'll go along with it. Let's give them a vaccine we haven't even tested, and let's see if we can get them to take it. And every single time they stress tested the American population, they got outstanding results for them and what they want. What we taught them, this isn't about what they're doing to us. What we, the people, have taught them, we have taught them that they can point to us and they can say, look up at the sky, it's green, isn't it? And they have learned that at least half this population will look up and say, wow, it is. And now they tell you bigger lies than they've ever told you before. Speaking of those big lies, did Joe Biden have a medical emergency in Las Vegas? Is that why we haven't seen or heard from him? We have a reporter, Jordan Schachtel, joins us next to talk about that. That'll be interesting, won't it? You know what else is interesting? We talk all the time about how much our taxpayer money, how much our own money is used against us. But you know, that's not universal. There are ways we can do wonderful things and get a tax deduction out of it. I talk about preborn all the time. Preborn is actually saving a life. $28 to save a life. $28 buys an ultrasound for a woman who's about to kill her baby. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. $28 is what it costs. But here's the best part. It's all tax deductible. We've had people, they've emailed in from their family's foundations. They're giving $50,000 a year, whatever you give. It's tax deductible, saving the lives of the innocent unborn and writing it off on your taxes? Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give today. Give a recurring gift if you can, whatever. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, Jesse Kelly, sounding not quite like myself tonight. I realize the voice isn't quite there. I can't do anything about it. It was those dirty Republicans at the convention. Anyway, I want to talk to my friend Jordan because, look, there's been a rumor. You've probably heard the rumor. Rumors that are picking up about Joe Biden suffering some sort of a medical emergency. We've not seen Joe Biden speak on camera in days since he made the announcement. We haven't seen him speak on camera. And my buddy Jordan Schachtel always has good information, reliable information. He has a Substack out there called The Dossier where, well, you know what, Jordan? It's your story, not mine. The floor is yours. What happened in Las Vegas?
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for having me. So, you know, Joe Biden actually hasn't spoken, now that I think of it, for 8 days. He hasn't given a speech for 8 days since he was in Vegas. But, you know, last week, which is last Wednesday, so 7 days ago, he was eating lunch at this Mexican joint in Vegas, this famous Mexican joint. And he leaves there on his way to deliver a keynote at one of these campaign rallies, which is the reason why he was in Las Vegas. And then suddenly, you know, the story that the Biden administration will tell you is, oh, you know, it looks like he tested positive for COVID. So he decided to go home instead of continuing his schedule. You know, he has a runny nose, too bad. But what we heard was a very different story. And I got in contact with lots of law enforcement resources from the Las Vegas Metro Police Department and elsewhere, people who were directly involved in his security detail. And what's interesting is that they all told me from different perspectives a very similar story, which offered a lot of credibility, that basically what happened was that there was an emergency incident that happened at around after 2 o'clock local time in Vegas. And basically all hell broke loose with his protective detail. In fact, these officers, several of them told me that they heard over the radio directly from Biden's detail that the president had some kind of health emergency. So they were clearing away for him to the hospital. Some moments later, I guess Biden, you know, they decided to shift that priority and get him to Air Force One as soon as possible. So it was a very chaotic scene. They brought in, you know, support from outside of the traditional parameters of the detail. So there was an emergency. There was a medical emergency. And what my sources say is that hundreds of police officers and people involved in the detail heard this information over the radio. So anyone on that anyone in the corporate media who's interested in vetting the story can do so easily. They're just not interested. But there was some kind of emergency that happened that the Biden administration is writing off as just simply oh, you know, we tested positive for COVID and we just had to bring him home.
Okay, again, we're speaking with Jordan Schachtel. His Substack is The Dossier if you want juicy stories like this. Okay, Jordan, so am I correct? I want to make sure my timeline is right. I don't want to put anything false out there. Since this alleged incident, which you've confirmed with several sources, we have not seen Joe Biden speak in public. I know about the call-in and I know about the walk he did, but we have not seen him speak yet, right?
Yeah, other than him barely getting to his airplane and telling the press that he's good. And that was about it. And he's supposed to speak, I believe, tonight at 8 Eastern. So that'll be interesting. We'll see what the status of his health is. But, you know, anyone who's not blind and deaf has been witnessing that there's been something very wrong with the president for quite some time, and it's only getting worse. So, you know, this story would only be shocking to people who read the New York Times every morning and just, you know, tune out from reality.
Jordan, I want to shift gears, if you don't mind, and I want to focus on the assassination attempt, obviously, from, what is it, 11 days ago now, of Donald Trump. We've heard not much from the Secret Service director. Obviously, you heard all the stuff from Christopher Wray today, and this is one of those things, Jordan, where I'm not getting a clearer picture the more I learn. The more I learn, the more confused I am, the more suspicious I am. What am I seeing? What am I not seeing? What are you seeing?
Well, Jesse, you've been at the forefront of this, calling out the FBI for seemingly not being much of an investigative organization, but prioritizing the mop-up of politically messy situations, such as the Secret Service blowing it so badly that, you know, the Secret Service director made a laughingstock out of herself and resigned the next day. The FBI is just, they're not taking up their duty as a law enforcement organization. They seem much more interested in just mopping up the political antics of the shooter. We saw this in Vegas. I mean, this is an FBI that sent their thugs right after President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. So the idea that they're going to give us some type of impartial investigation, I wouldn't count on it. And it's very sad to see Christopher Wray get in front of a congressional committee and just be his pompous, arrogant self, zero interest in, you know, any remorse or getting to the bottom of what happened. I wouldn't expect anything from the FBI here. In fact, I'd be shocked if the FBI actually gave us any answers that we don't already have.
Jordan, what do we believe as far as the fixability of these various three-letter agencies? Obviously, as everyone knows, I want everyone fired. I want all of them shut down, demo the buildings, and salt the earth behind them. But I'm not naive. I understand that's not something that's going to happen, not by Trump or anyone else. What can we do? Can we do anything? Because these people run the government. It's not the president. It's not Congress. That's these people.
Yeah, well, I think on the bright side, we scored a big victory with J.D. Vance linking up with President Trump on the ticket. Vance has written and spoken a lot about this issue of trying to shake down the administrative state. So if he's, vice president, I think this will be one of his policy priorities. And hopefully, you know, this time around, after 4 years of, you know, the same deep state that we need to reform, trying to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump in his first term, we have to hope that he and his administration is much more aware of the threat and the necessity that if you want to get your agenda across the table, you're going to have to hold these people accountable.
Speaking again with Jordan Schachtel, I want you to go subscribe to his Substack. The Dossier is what it's called. He always has good info. He's my buddy. Jordan, I appreciate you, brother. I'll see you in Florida soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
I do like Florida, Chris. What? Why do you shake your head? You'd be fine there. You have any idea how many Jewish people are in Florida? What? There's a lot of you. What? Okay, that's a very fair point. Chris said the weather still sucks, that it's like Houston where we are now. Okay, it's hot, but there's a difference between swamp hot and ocean hot. I'm not saying it's anything other than... Now listen to me. I didn't say we're going to the friggin' Everglades, Chris. The beach, man. When you go down by the beach, there's an ocean breeze and it makes things cooler. And don't be one of these these scaredy cats who complains about sharks. Oh, big deal. I've never worried about sharks in the world. Plus, like I said, there's going to be Jewish delis down there, Chris. No, the place is drowning in rye bread. I'm serious. You'll be fine. What? There isn't much Mexican food. That's a very good point. And the Mexican food sucks. Those Floridians, they are wonderful people, but they can't make Mexican worth a crap. Their Cuban is really good, though. There's a lot of Cubans down there. That's a good cup of coffee. I don't know why we're talking about this now. We'll switch back to politics. Maybe we'll do some emails next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I know my voice sounds like crap. You're just going to have to deal with it tonight. But remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I have a little Marine Corps reunion this Friday. So for tomorrow, email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I am going to get to a few different things I still need to give you a heads up about. First, I know about all this Christopher Wray FBI testimony today about the shooting. Democrats made it political. There were all kinds of things we can dig into today. I'm going to get to that about 10 minutes from now. That's coming. Sean Spicer, formerly of the Trump White House, Sean Spicer, he's joining us about an hour from now. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern time, Joe Biden is going to address the nation on camera. Allegedly, he's going to address the nation on camera. I do not expect this to be a long speech. I am going to play it for you in its entirety. I don't know whether it'll be live or not, but I'm going to try to get it as close to live. You're not going to miss a minute of it if you just stay tuned here, so I'll be playing that for you. So all that said, let's go back to something we just had Jordan Schacht tell on, talking about lies and things like that. Let's go back to again, the huge lies they tell us consistently now. Here's something. This is from an EJ Antoni. Looks like the job growth in Q4 of 2023 was wildly overestimated. They showed non-farm payrolls jumping by 637,000 jobs, but the number was actually 344. They pretty much doubled how many jobs were actually there. They doubled them and reported it as the news. Now, this is a stupid little wonky economic story that's going to just kind of go past most people. But it's yet another example of something we have to get through our heads. These people lie about everything at all times, and they're not little white lies like they used to be. Back when we had a much less corrupt country than we have now, it's not kind of shading the truth or manipulating this or that. These are gigantic lies now. They'll tell it to your face, and they'll tell it to your face because they've lied repeatedly over and over and over again, and they have found the American people to be receptive of these lies. It is really, really, really important to get that. And why are the American people so receptive to the lies? Look, here's actually a great headline that won't sound related, but it's perfectly related. This is from Campus Reform. A new survey claims to show a lack of knowledge of American history and civics among college students. College students. College used to be the thing that was difficult to get into. Only the best and brightest did that kind of thing. Today, college students don't know anything about American history. That's not accidental. Understand that the communists, I write about this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I read about all the history of this. Available at jessekellybook.com, by the way. I write about all this. The communist views your children as his children. Why is that? Let's just break this down. The family unit, the nuclear family unit, a man marrying a woman and having babies, that is the building block of every single society in the history of mankind. every single society without exception. Does that mean that's for everybody? No. Maybe you're supposed to be single, childless. I don't know. But that is the building block of a society because it teaches values. It teaches structure. It teaches hard work. From the nuclear family, you produce better citizens. You want some statistics to back this up? Go look at the statistics of the imprisoned and look at their home life. Go look at the statistics of suicidal people, drug addicts, and look at their home life. The nuclear family, I've said this many times, and it wasn't me who came up with this, but it's very true. You want to talk about privilege? If you have a mom and a dad, they're together, and they raise you, they're not perfect. But if you have that, you are one of the most privileged people on the planet. That, every metric shows that is the setup for success. Okay, so that's the building block of a society. If you're a communist, what do you want? You want to destroy society. Society's evil, it's wrong, it's white supremacist, whatever stupid word they put on it now, you want to burn it down. Well, if you're going to truly demo a building, do you demo the top floor only? Or do you go for the foundation? You must go for the foundation. The communist understands that he must break his children away from you if he's going to be able to burn America down the way he wants to. Well, how in the world can he get access to your kids? You're at home with them. You love them. You're raising them. He went into the schools, not just colleges either, K through 12. He went for the schools. He went for the schools purposefully because he understood it would give him access to the children you love to destroy them the way he wants. And if you do that for long enough, if you educate enough of the nation's children for long enough as they have, what you will eventually get is a nation full of dumbed down, demoralized people who don't know right from left, black from white, up from down, and people who are that dumb, uneducated, and unaware of reality, of life, of civics, of basics, of history. When you have a population that is that broken down, and really the word they use, the communists use, is demoralized. When you have a population that is that demoralized, well, that's your blank canvas. You can paint all the communist destruction you want on there. You want to know how so many people bought so many lies under COVID? Well, that's how. You spent decades dumbing people down into these stupid lemmings who believe what politicians and TV doctors say, and you get what we had during COVID. Look, I'm almost grateful for it. COVID is the reason I found chalk. COVID is the reason I started distrusting our medical institutions so much to the point that I started focusing on natural solutions for everything. Chalk is not the last place I go. Whenever I have anything, it's the first place I go. Look, you hear my voice right now? Guess where I was this morning, first thing when I woke up this morning? I woke up, I'm texting Chris and Michael, my voice is shot, we might have to do this or that. First place I went after that was chalk.com. Chalk has natural herbal supplements. Whatever you're looking for improvement on, go to Chalk and see if they might have something for you. They have more products, all the best quality than you can possibly imagine. I take a male vitality stack every single day. Highly recommend that. Or a female vitality stack, depending on your gender. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you discounts on subscriptions. Get a subscription so you save money. Huge discounts on subscriptions for life. Or call or text them. 50-CHOQ-3000. All right, Christopher Wray testified in front of Congress today, and there's a lot to talk about, a lot to play for you, and I'll get to that next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.